one of Baba's special instrument, Suryabhai. Suryabhai has been in Baba's Gyan for the past 38 years. And he is specialized in serving in Baba's kitchen, the place where all the Brahma Bhojan is made and the toli. And so specialized in filling the Brahma Bhojan and toli with powerful vibrations, which is a great means of our spiritual as well as physical sustenance. So we'd like to say welcome to Brother. And he's going to share with us on how to become a master almighty authority. Okay.
So powerful topic.
And this was one point of Baba's Murali today, which I'm sure you tuned in. Sure. So welcome, Brother. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. One very important thing for our life is high thinking. Our thoughts actually help us to improve our personality, and high thinking comes from higher consciousness. In the world, many people, scholars, monks, always speak to have high thinking, broad mind, unlimited thoughts, ideas. But how? Baba has clarified now, if you practice higher consciousness, your thoughts become very elevated, very great. And our thoughts, vibrations spread out throughout the world and change, bring a change in everything. It's very important when Baba says that those who remember me for 8 hours a day, always Baba speaks, at least 8 hours, at least. Otherwise, constant. At least remember me for 8 hours a day. So Baba says, those who remember me for 8 hours, they give me lot of help. It's the biggest cooperation to Baba, given by those souls, because in such powerful yoga, we spread the vibrations of peace, purity and might throughout the world. And when on this planet, on this earth, vibrations become pure and powerful, then every soul will think to become spiritual and everything will get changed. So yoga is the biggest way of service. We can say yoga itself is a big service. And higher consciousness, self-respect makes our yoga easy and natural. It can bring yoga into our practical life in a natural way. We can experience that we are not doing the practice of yoga, but we are in yoga. We are yog-yukt. We want to achieve such a state of mind. Without practice of yoga, or without the awareness of practice of yoga, we should experience a yog-yukti stage. Do you think so? This is our final stage, final achievement, when everything becomes natural with our life. So, in my whole life, right from the beginning, when Avyakt Baba, Sakar Baba became Avyakt, and he started to give Avyakt Murlis, and in every Murli he was insisting on self-respect. When Baba was in Sakar, this word self-respect, in Hindi Swaman, was not well known by us. Hardly a Brahmin knew that self-respect is something. Otherwise, Baba used always one word, spiritual intoxication. That was a common word used by Baba. But after Avyakt, he started to say self-respect. And it appealed me very much. And I started to work on self-respect, and I can say, I would remind one version from Avyakt Murli of 1974. It was everything for me, just one line. When you become the embodiment of self-respect, you are perfect. So it made everything clear that self-respect can become the basis for our life. Then I was practicing different points. Baba was giving new thoughts of self-respect, and I was following with very good experience, and some points out of them were very effective for me. This first thought was that I am a great soul. Very good experience it gave me. With this thought, how did I do? You can remember one line from last Avyakt Murli, one before last. When Baba was insisting very much on self-respect decision, so he used two words, faith and intoxication. So these are important two words in order to experience self-respect or higher consciousness, faith. I am a great soul. Ask yourself, do I have full faith in this? Am I really great? What would you say? Yes, we are great. We are great. Are you great? Everyone is great. Because God comes in front of great souls, not in front of ordinary souls. I used to give one practical example of one brother. He was from some country, a foreign country. He came to me 2 years before, straight to me. As soon as he got down from the bus here, he came to me and said, I am dying. Please save me. I thought, what is wrong with this man? Say, I am dying. I asked him, for how many years you have been in Gyan? 10 years. And his face had become yellow. Depression could be seen easily on his face. So I talked to him, what is wrong with you? And then I suggested him to practice this thought that I am a great soul for 24 hours, just 25 times. And his answer was, very true answer, I am not great, how can I practice this? I am not great. Then I asked him, how many times did you meet God? He answered 10 times. In 10 years, 10 times. I then suggested him, go to the Shankaracharyas of India. There are 5 great Shankaracharyas. They are known great human beings in India. Everyone bow in front of them. Go to them and ask this question, how many times did you meet God? They will say, no, we are trying to know Him. We are trying to know who God is. And you, who saw God 10 times in front of you, and you say you are not great, and like this he did. He realized that in fact I am great. Okay, there are some mistakes, some weaknesses, say some sins you did. Forget everything. Remember, you are great. And next day after 24 hours, 9 o'clock in the morning, he reached in my room. I forgot actually. And I saw his face. That day his face became red. And I answered him, now you are okay. You are just enjoying everything. Just with the effect of one thought, I am a great soul. So we must know this fact. Now, the true philosophy behind this is, I give you another example before this. In some cases, I suggested brothers and sisters, Brahmins, to practice this one thought, I am a great soul, constantly, like a mantra, chanting a mantra. People used to chant mantras in bhakti, and you can understand the meaning of that, the purpose of that. So, if they are not ready for this, I used to ask them to do this for 1 hour only and come back to me. Just for 1 hour, continually, I am a great soul, I am a great soul, I am a great soul. Many are not ready for this, they say it's bhakti. But I say, okay, I suggest you do this bhakti again for 1 hour only. No problem, this is not a wrong thought, not a negative thought. You just believe me, and when they come back after 1 hour, they are very happy. What's the reason? What's the philosophy behind it? For 1 hour, you are repeating one thought. And the condition is that nothing must come in between. No gap. So for 1 hour, for 60 minutes, you are in one thought. And then this one thought creates lot of energy inside. It opens the blockage of the brain. Great kind of benefit. Did you follow what I mean to say? So, same thing with Master Almighty. Truly I can say, in this life, I was not a powerful man. I had many kinds of fear inside. I had no confidence in myself. But this one practice of Master Almighty gave me everything. And this is most powerful thought for human life. In other words, Baba says, you are Shiv Shakti. In simple words, you are a powerful soul. So, first of all, we must try to understand the meaning of this thought. In beginning, Baba mentioned this and I did practice. I am Master Almighty. Then, in some murlis, Baba clarified this thought. Why do I say that you are Master Almighty? As soon as you came to me, you accepted, Baba belongs to me. He is mine. In return, I blessed you with 8 powers. I gave you my 8 powers, now is are for you. One thing. Then in one Murali Baba mentioned, now you are the master of all powers. Remember this. The powers which had been with God, now they are with you. You are the master of all powers. Then in some other Muralis, he mentioned that you are the master of all powers and powers are like your weapons. You can use them according to your need and they are bound to follow your commands, your orders. This was a new idea, a new vision for us. So don't forget that you are the embodiment of all powers, all godly powers. God has given you all of His powers. First of all, believe this. Faith. Faith and intoxication. We will use two words. Have full faith that all 8 powers from Baba have come to me. Think on this. I give you 1-2 example on which I had worked in my life. I tell you the story of Shankaracharya, the main one, first one. He was a boy of 7 years when he got sannyas. 7 years, you can understand, 7 years boy. In the age of 8 years, he became a big scholar, and in the age of 10 years, he defeated the great famous scholar of India in discussion, and he became popular in India that Shankaracharya, sannyasi, is the biggest scholar of the world. So, he had a guru, and when guru taught him everything, so guru called him, put his right hand on his head, and just transferred his all powers to him. All powers means all siddhi. Now I think you understand this word siddhi. All occult powers. And one of them was that he was able to move in the sky like aeroplane. He was able to walk on the water. He was able to see the scene of a far distance place. Such great, great siddhis. And immediately he got everything. He had done nothing to achieve those siddhi powers, but his guru gave him everything. So I used to churn, when a man gave powers to a man, and that man became so powerful, God the Almighty gave his power to his powerful children. Why not we become so great? And reason is that we don't have full faith in this. Shankaracharya had full faith that Guru gave everything to him. So this faith did everything. Same thing had happened recently with Swami Vivekananda, you know him. His Guru Ramakrishna Paramhans, he did the same thing, put his right hand on his head and transferred his all powers to him. And Swami Vivekananda became a great person in the age of 28 years only. He became such a great scholar, no one can believe. Otherwise, we know that without experience, any scholar cannot become so popular. his popularity, behind his popularity were the powers given by his guru. It was not a magic in his knowledge. Knowledge was the same, which was given by other sannyasis in that conference. But there was the power of his spirituality and those siddhis which were given by his guru to him. So just now think, make this vision. Our Sadguru is Shiv Baba. He has put his right hand on our head. And he is saying, children, I am giving you everything. My all powers are coming to you. Receive them. And trust this, that now I am the master of all powers. Godly power came to me. I have got godly will power. It means, whatever I think, it will become true. My thoughts are powerful. I am not a weak soul. I am most powerful person. This vision, second vision, that I am inside an aura, aura of power. Around me there is a circle. Make a vision like this, aura. I am in that, most powerful soul. One another vision we can make, that I am Master Almighty and from each part of my body, colorful rays of powers are going out. You can move at night. Make this vision, you are moving in darkness. From each part of your body, there is a colorful radiation and just you are moving. Your devotees are seeing this form. They are getting this vision. This is also very good vision. One another vision which we give to Indian people, but you know and you can understand that nicely. I am Durga. You know Durga, Shiv Shakti, with eight arms. I am Durga. I left this body. I entered the body of Durga, riding lion. I am powerful, most powerful. So these visions will enable us to accept, to realize that we are most powerful. So again and again in our life, we should practice that I am Master Almighty. You can choose your own thoughts of self-respect, or one for a day, one for 3 days, one for a week, and it will give you very good experience. One another thing I am doing, I am using this technique nowadays. One person came to me that I have the feeling of fear. I don't know what kind of fear, why, but I have a lot of fear inside. What is the yukti to get rid of this? So I just, for first day, I suggested him one simple yukti, that you just write, you have to write one thought for 108 times. How? That I am most powerful soul. And just wait for 10 seconds. Don't write again. Wait. Be in that. Feel that, that I am powerful soul. Next thought, I am most powerful soul in the world. Feel it for 10 seconds. Again, I am most powerful soul in the world. 10 seconds, I am Master Almighty. 10 seconds, God has given me all of His powers. I have got godly powers. for 10 seconds. This way, keep writing and feeling. And after one day, result was amazing. He mentioned that he became free from the fear. Because we must again understand the philosophy behind this, that when we write down this way any powerful thought with the feeling, it enters our subconscious mind. It goes directly to our subconscious mind. Our subconscious mind receives this thought perfectly, and then we become the embodiment of that thought. This technique can be used for purity, for becoming powerful, for getting rid of anger and ego. Last time, 4 or 5 days before, Dadi asked to everyone to write down for 108 times, I will not get angry, I will not get angry, I will not get angry. I was suggesting to our brothers and sisters that we must write, I never get angry, I am free from the anger. Then, 1 or 2 days before in Madhuvan's class, we did just for 5 minutes yoga, and I suggested everything, give suggestions to the self, auto-suggestions. How? Same technique. My nature is love and peace. Anger is not my nature. And wait for 10 seconds. Feel it. Then again write down, anger is not my nature. My nature is peace and love. And see the result. I suggest you just write down it 16 times a day and for some days, 16 times only, with feeling, and you will experience a great change in your nature. This is simple yukti, simple technique. So in order to become Master Almighty, we can do such practices, but in the beginning, we have to do intense practice for this, at least 25 times a day, average 2 times per hour, with a feeling, just for 10 seconds each time, that I am most powerful soul. Just be in this feeling. And then you can do 10 times a day, then after some days 5 times a day. 5 times practice a day is very good practice. It will give very nice experience. I share some of my experience related to this thought that I am Master Almighty. I had listened in one of Baba's murli that if you practice this thought, not this, that I am a great soul, and you go in front of a person who is a great scholar, and you try to give him knowledge, and you know that he is not ready to listen to you, use this technique, he is a soul, and I am a great soul. Then give knowledge, his ego will finish. He will get ready to listen to you. So I used this technique many times. I am Master Almighty. I have used thousands of times this thought in order to change the vibrations of a place. With complete success. Therefore I can speak on the basis of those experience that if we want to achieve anything, anything laukik or alaukik in our life, we must give full importance to the self-respect I am Master Almighty. Because this way we can charge the atmosphere. We can charge the atmosphere. If somewhere you find the negative vibrations, the weak vibrations, the impure vibrations, be in a second in this feeling, I am Master Almighty, and atmosphere will change. Attitude of people will change. Mentality of others will change. Many times, when I have to give lectures outside in colleges, last time I went in an engineering college, and 200 students of engineering were sitting there, and you know, many students are not interested in religion and spirituality nowadays. It was in South India. So, although many were disciplined, but some of them were naughty. And I noticed this. Already I know that all are not ready to listen to us. So just I asked all brothers and sisters who went there, we were 8, 10, that everyone must sit in this self-respect. I am Master Almighty. And see everyone as a soul. And result was so nice. There was pin drop silence. No one was laughing. Everyone was listening carefully. Their lecturers were also amazing that for the first time in the history of their college, they have seen such scene. What is the magic? I answered that magic of Brahma Kumaris are well known in India. You know, our Brahma Kumaris were popular, that they are great magicians. Don't go to them. So it's the magic of spiritual power. So this way you can use this self-respect in your life. In many cases, I have suggested to so many one thing, that if you have some obstacles in your life, you can use these two self-respect. One is, I am Master Almighty. Second is, I am the destroyer of obstacles. Both together. So with the power of this self-respect, all obstacles will end. And many got very good experience. Lastly, recently now, in Delhi, there is a center, and in that center, there was the problem of some evil spirits. So new Kumaris were going there for service, and at night they had lot of fear, many disease, upset all the time, big disturbance in the center. So they came to me 2 months ago, and I suggested them to organize a bhatti for 31 days. They did it. 21 brothers and sisters sat there together. They had 2 centers. And I gave them 3 self-respect points. First one was, I am Master Almighty. Second was, I am the destroyer of obstacles. And third one, that I am Master Liberator of these evil spirits. Master Liberator of these bodiless souls. And they did 31 days bhatti, and last day, very good experience, that one Kumari, one sister, who was affected very badly, he saw that one bodiless soul with big teeth, black, everything black, came to her bow hand, asked for the pardon, and went back. Many others saw, not realized, they saw that many, many black, bodiless human beings are just going forever, leaving the center. And the center became free from the effect of bodiless souls. Very good experience. This time I suggested them to do one experiment to increase service. You can also do this. Before this I would add one thing. If we practice this self-respect that we are Master Almighty, bodiless souls will not come to us. If we are at a place, we do this practice, bodiless souls will not stay there. Just yesterday, one brother was giving his experience that one night he experienced that one bodiless soul came to him, just hauled him from here, he started to press, and immediately he practiced this thought, I am Master Almighty. His hand, she left hand, then again he started to just repeat, I am Master Almighty, I am Master Almighty. And then soul started to leave him, and he saw that soul is going out through the door. So Master Almighty has got such wonderful power in that. So we should use this again and again. To increase the service, I have suggested up to now in last month to 3 centers teacher. They have very good number of students in India, you know. Now in India, service is spreading fastly and fastly. On each center, 500 students, 300 students. So I went to one center in Gujarat, very close to Mount Abu. They have 1,500 students in one district. So I suggested him to organize one yoga bhatti to increase this service more, so that 10 should be added, 15,000 students, Brahmins. So yukti is that for 21 days, organize a yoga bhatti, 8 brothers, sisters, 10, 20, as much as you have easily. They must sit in yoga and make a time, fixed time. You should not change the time. Evening time is good time. And just use 2 self-respect. One is, I am Master Almighty. Second is, I am world benefactor. And invoke the souls. Talk to the souls that all souls of deity religion come to Baba. Just create this thought. Invoke the souls that all souls of deity religion come to your father and see the result. I'm waiting for the result and hope it will give very good result, because the same sister have done one experiment last year. She shared her experience to me, because I wrote these things in magazine in one article. So she said that she had organized such bhatti and invoked the soul of one direction. Just from this direction, souls must come to us. And in 1 month, 8 Gita Pathshalas were opened in that direction. 8. On each Gita Pathshala, 60 students are there. Such a wonderful result. Without money, without tension, without using any energy, without tiring your body, mind, free from everything. Enjoy the service, yoga. Souls will feel a pull. Go there. They will feel a pull. We have to go there. We must go there. They will think this way. They will come to you. So this is how we can use the self-respect, Master Almighty. Clear? And I hope that you all will become Master Almighty from now. All powerful souls. Remember always, we have got godly will power. With the help of this will power, we can do everything just by creating a thought. But condition is that our thought must be powerful, positive. No negativity should be allowed. Now 18th January is coming, 2-3 days. So I give you one simple program for 3 days. Will you follow that?
Yes.
For Amrit Vela, first of all, in order to enjoy Amrit Vela, I have made this program for many brothers and sisters in Madhuvan, Shantivan here, including myself, and we all are doing this. For Amrit Vela, 3-point program. One is, as soon as you get up, experience 5 forms. You know them? 5 forms? Eternal, original, worshipworthy, Brahmin, angel. Do you remember? Did you practice last time? It gives the wonderful experience in life. I am a soul, so I speak in detail. Vision, visualize, and create some thoughts. I am a soul, I am here, I am spreading energy, I am powerful. Create some thoughts. Don't try to become thoughtless. Underline, please. This is what we Brahmins are making mistake. Thoughtless. No thought. And then after some time, sleep. No thought. Create powerful thoughts, elevated thoughts. Enjoy the thoughts. Enjoyment lies in thoughts, not in thoughtlessness. Then, original, I am a deity. Go in the heaven, see yourself in a divine body with double crown, sitting on the throne, sitting in a golden palace. There is a Puspak Viman aeroplane for you, ready always. See golden world around you. Not that I am deity and finished. Go there, be there, feel there. Thirdly, I am worship worthy. You can choose your own worship worthy form. Vishnu, Durga, Ganesh. For double fortunate, they should not be difficult because they are Indian gods and goddesses, so many find them difficult. No, but they are our form. We were those. We had been in that form. So feel I am this. Same thing, faith and intoxication. Don't forget these two words. Faith and intoxication. You can feel. Make a vision. There is a temple of Durga. You know Durga now. There is a temple of Durga. In that temple there is a stone statue of Durga. On the lion, Durga with 8 hands. Feel that. That statue disappeared. You sit there. Go there and sit. And see that 1,000 devotees are standing in front of you, praising you. Oh Durga, you are so great, you are powerful, you fulfill our desire, you destroy our obstacles, you are so sweet, so loving, so great. Be happy that how they are praising me. And have the faith, I am this. Their praise is not false praise, right praise, true praise. Feel I am this. I am giving them blessing. Give them blessing. Fulfill their desire. Feel this. Then I am Brahmin. Brahmin means I am in this body. Most fortunate soul. God is with me. God is giving His blessings to me. He is my teacher and Sadguru. As Sadguru, He has kept His hand of blessings on my head. I am under His canopy of protection. Then I am an angel in the body of light, free from all bondage. No burden on the head. I can fly up everywhere in the world. Then again repeat 5 times. Same. And you will enjoy very much, because this way your mind will become active. Otherwise, in the morning, mind is dull. All centers of the brain are blocked. This is the important reason of sleepy feeling. So, create such thoughts. This is one practice. Second practice, I remind you one very powerful version from Avyakta Murali, very, very powerful, which can open our intellect to, Baba has mentioned, your main job, your main profession, your main responsibility is to receive the vibrations of power from Gyan Surya, from Almighty, and to give them to whole world. All other services and duties are for the namesake. Just for namesake. We are doing this, we are doing this, we are doing that. But our important duty is to receive the rays of might from Almighty and give to the world. So in the morning, we should do this practice now, that I am receiving energy from Almighty. How it can become a drill? For half a minute, I am receiving vibrations from Almighty. Then for 10 seconds, I am giving. Again, for half a minute, receiving. For 10 seconds, giving. Then for 1 minute, receiving. 10 seconds, giving. This drill. This drill will make you very alert and mind will become stable. Do you like this exercise? Very powerful, very powerful. Thirdly, I am teaching one technique to every Brahmin. That's also very easy. Most easy. It's my experience. One day I was sitting in kitchen and I was remembering that when Baba was in Sakar, he used to come 3 times every day in kitchen. I was remembering. So he used to come every day 3 times in kitchen. So immediately a voice was coming in my mind. I now too come many times in the kitchen. It was the voice of Baba. It entered my mind. And I immediately just did one practice. I invoked him, Baba, come down now. And I saw him that he is there. His vibrations are spreading. God and Brahma both came down. So I have suggested in last 1 year to everyone, and many did this experience, got very good experience. Whenever you got up in the morning, invoke him down. You are alone in your home, you can sleep, you can become careless. It's very common. When a person is alone, he can become careless, can feel sleepy, thoughts can go here and there. Invoke Baba down. See him in front of you. Visualize that his vibrations are spreading in your home. your home has become full of God's vibrations, and talk to Him. Your chit-chat will become very, very great, very enjoyable, and everything will finish. This yukti, many mothers have used in 1 year in order to solve the problem of their families. That if God comes 5 times in their home, His vibrations will destroy all problems, will solve all problems. Right? So 5 times a day. You can make the timings. Morning, night, 3 times in between. In India, two mothers I used to ask them when they cook the food. 3 times they have to cook food in their home. So 3 times invoke Baba. Feel that He came in your kitchen and giving drashti to Brahma, bhojan. And the power of God, energy of God is going to your food. And see the effect on your children. See the effect of all family members. Very good experience. This way, once a day, now related to this experience, once a day we have to experience to get lost in the love of Baba. Just lost in His love. These are 3 practices for Amrit Vela. Today evening you should do these, then morning, evening, up to 18 January, then you can continue. These are very good for your whole life. Second practice, 1 point of self-respect I give you, not that of Master Almighty, but I am an angel on this earth. We in our group did many times this practice. This time too we have had this practice, I am an angel, many times. How many and how? In the morning, 10 times. Just with the feeling, I am an angel, for 10 seconds. I am an angel, I am a soul, I live in the body of light. I am lighthouse angel. Sometime I am an angel of purity, sometime I am angel of love, angel of peace. Different thoughts. 10 times during Murli time, listen to the Murli. With the feeling, I am an angel. 5 seconds each time, just I am an angel. In today's Murli, very good point, the first one, practice that I am a soul, I have come in this body for a short period of time. Now I have to go back. Very good practice for bodilessness. Then, whenever we drink water, tea, coffee, milk, on each drink, at each drink, 2 times. When we take the food, breakfast, dinner, lunch, 5 times during each meal, evening, you have to listen classes, in each class 10 times, in evening yoga again 10 times, then before going to sleep, to bed, 10 times. This way, you can do 108 times. But I don't want to make this so serious, otherwise you can get tired. Because we must know, in this all practice, our brain uses energy. Gives spiritual energy, but in practice we use the energy of brain. So 25 times you can do, and it will keep you very fresh. 1 point of dharana we keep in our mind, in our group, for a week. 1 point for dharana, and this time, easy nature, lightness, which is the sign of a yogi person. Yogi is always easy. Yogi is one who is easy. who is not easy, who is tension, one who is heavy all the time, one who is serious all the time, is not a yogi. Keep this slogan in front of you. This way, I can tell you, we are making weekly programs. You can also make weekly program in your home, in your centers. A weekly program in 3 points. It can give you new experience all the time. Will save you from boredom. You will enjoy your life. Always new points to experience. And we get those points from Revise Avyakta Murli, which we listen here every Sunday. So every Sunday then we make such 3 points program and it keeps us in constant efforts, easy efforts. Om Shanti. Sister Jay will be waiting for. I am doing one thing nowadays. In Asia, entire Asia, we have got many channels and now some religious channels, TV channels, people have started in Asia. Asia, one channel is Sanskar channel, Sanskara. Second is Astha. Astha is faith. Jain religion, you know, in India. So they have started the Jain. Jain people are very wealthy in India, rich people. And one other Jaini is going to start one other channel, Ahimsa. It's non-violence. So he came here, meet to me. So we got 3 times for Sanskara channel. Now 1 time, 6 to 6:30 in the evening. So I am giving 2 programs in a week. One is question answer. They are becoming very popular. All questions of the world we can solve with the power of spirituality, power of philosophy, power of yoga, power of purity. So many questions are coming to us. Second program, Baba always say one thing to prove the God of Gita. And I noticed that our brothers and sisters in India are very much scared of this. They don't dare to speak on Gita. But Baba always, inspire us. So last time in our Spark meeting, we have decided to make our own Gita. Probably you may laugh on this, but you must know, on Gita, so far, 1,100 scholars have written their comments. So, 1,100 types of Gitas are popular in the world. All are not so popular, but like Aurobindo Gita, you know Aurobindo, name of Aurobindo? Aurobindo Gita, Vivekananda Gita, Gandhi Gita, Tagore Gita. Tagore was also a great scholar of Indian poet. Like this, many Shankaracharya Gita. So we thought we got right to write our Gita. God's Gita. So I decided to write our comments on Gita. But our people were not ready for that. So I got a new idea then. An idea is that there are many slok. We call verses slok, Sanskrit mantras. There are 700 in Gita, all 700s. So I thought I must explain them. Take one slok, one verse, and just give explanation of that. So I started to do. First chapter of Gita is nothing. It's description of the armies. Second chapter is about soul. Not everything what Baba has given to us, but simple knowledge of soul. So I gave 8 lectures on soul. It was a very good experience for me too, that why the knowledge of soul is essential for everyone in the world, student, businessmen, officers, office workers. Why this is important to know that we are souls. What will be the benefit by the practice of soul consciousness? So like this, so experience is that, so I had to read Gita carefully, what is written in each verses. And I noticed that everything whatever Baba has mentioned to us is written there. But people could not understand the meaning of that. So it was a good opportunity for me to give entire knowledge of Baba. And I am doing that. I have entered today in 15th chapter. In 15th chapter in the beginning, the knowledge of kalp tree. And wonderful language, God is the seed, Brahma created the main branch like this. And in that main branch were deities, but people could not understand anything by this. So I gave complete knowledge of kalp tree. So it was good in that yoga, when God came, Brahma, Brahmins, Yajna, Karma Yoga, so many dharana, purity, soul, everything is there. But no one can explain them unless God comes down and clarify everything. So this is a good thing. And I came to know, I listen. Yesterday I went to Shantivan and many mothers came to me. Oh, Gita, your lectures are so nice. So I came to know that many people are listening because our Brahmins give phone immediately to their relatives. Oh, Gita is coming now. Open your TV. And they are listening. So on channel, 4th chapter is continued now. And I have completed 14 chapters. 4 chapters are more. And in my mind, the thought is that I will give 100 lectures like this. So everything, because now it has become popular, so whatever we say, people have to listen. So why not to say everything? So I am giving direct knowledge of God. God is coming. He is teaching us. He has become our father, teacher, sadguru, friend. What are his versions? How is he bringing a change in the world? Everything. So I am also enjoying this way. Om Shanti. Now I have to go to Shantivan, so I hope you will enjoy Baba's meeting. Do these old practices? Yes.
And how many programs have you done so far?
Me, every week, 2 programs I give. And
100 you'll do?
Yes. Already many, I don't know how many, they know, I give them. I have given my own camera, studio, so I am free to do anything or any time. Now I am thinking to do one panel discussion. So on different topics of the world. For example, why is so corruption among politicians? Why? So we will discuss and we will bring spirituality. Why education is not fulfilling the right purpose of education? Why? Why morality is going down? What is the reason? So this way I have noted down 25 topics and we will do that. 4-5 brothers and sisters will together, just panel discussion. Okay, Om Shanti.
Telling Surya Bhai, I see everybody's face, everybody's smiling, like angels. I think the right class is coming at the right time. We do have to appreciate it and really work on ourselves. This is what we're here for. When we go back to our service stations, it's just on the go and do Baba's service and sustain ourselves. Surya Bhai, I'm wishing that we can all been some silence from today, half a day, tomorrow until 18th.
Yes, nice.
By now everybody would have shopped and bought their things for back for service, pack and get ready to just spend more time with the self and Baba and create such a stage. So let's see if we can, when we amongst each other, we talk, yes, we talk a lot. But let's pay attention to this now and assimilate all that has been given to us. The days are coming closer for us to experience the 18 and to also leave. But we leave with Madhavan with us, so let's inspire ourselves and take all the sustenance we have gotten.